If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the new Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Garding, who wears the infidel tag proudly and is a proud traditional American, one of those considered a traitor by the Obama nation. You are listening to hour one of the show where we will try to let you know what is going on in this nation and the things we need to continue to do to save this great republic from being totally destroyed by Obama and his minions. And now heard through Conservative Nation Radio, here's your host, Robert Garding.
Yeah, from Politico, written by Cal Copan, came this article about 5 hours after my show last Saturday night. And the article was titled, States Seek to Nullify Obama's Effects Efforts. Seems like this is happening more and more often lately, and it kind of makes efforts like mine seem a little bit better now because something is making stuff change. And I know myself, I love it. On to the article. Goes on to say, infuriated by what they see as the long arm of Washington reaching into their business, states are increasingly telling the feds to keep out, which is, to me, a great thing. Bills that would negate a variety of federal laws have popped up this year in a vast majority of states. With the amount of anti-federal legislation sharply on the rise during the Obama administration, according to experts, the nullification trend in recent years has largely focused on three areas: gun control, health care, and national standards for driver's licenses. And the national standards for driver's licenses is something that I really haven't even talked about here. So, you know, the other thing I would have thought would have been on it would be immigration. But I guess not. It's touched off fierce fights within the states and between the states and the feds, as well as raising questions and court battles about whether any of it is legal. In at least 37 states, legislation has been introduced that in some way guts the federal gun regulations, according to the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. The bills were signed into law this spring in two states, Kansas and Alaska, and two more lawmakers hope to override a governor's veto. 20 states since 2010 have passed laws that either opt out of or challenge the mandatory parts of Obamacare, the National Conference of State Legislatures says, and half the states have okayed measures aimed at knocking back the Real ID Act of 2005, which dictates Washington's requirements for issuing driver's licenses. Rosa Parks is a beacon of light. If you say no to something, you can change the world, Michael Bolden, the founder of the 10th Amendment Center, which favors states' rights, told Politico. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? We the people, he added. Over the past few years, you've seen this growing. People are getting sick and tired of federal power. Yours truly included. This is Robert the Infidel Garding with this edition of the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through Conservative Nation Radio. ConservativeNationMedia.com. They've changed the address a little bit. The address, the network that is growing, and there's nothing Obama and the left can do about it. We're serious about conservatism and America. You can access us at ConservativeNationRadio.org, and you can email me at Robert@ConservativeNationRadio.org or my personal email of GardingR@Reagan.com. Welcome to the show on this fine day of the 3rd of August. Doesn't seem possible, does it? Year is really flying by fast. The number to call in is 718-305-7176. And now, on with the show. In In fact, the state-level anger at the nation's capital has reached such a fever pitch that many of the bills do not even address specific federal laws, but rather to what is in effect preemptive nullification, wiping out, for instance, any federal law that may exist in the future that the states determine violates gun rights. The flurry of such efforts was spurred by the fear on the part of the states that in the wake of the tragic shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, that Congress would pass restrictive gun control legislation, which some of them tried to do. Supporters of nullification say it's the best tool they have to try to beat back the intrusive federal government that they say more and more is trampling on the rights of the states and on the citizens. I added that on there. But critics respond that a flood of legislation to override the bills, the feds, is folly, that it won't stand up in court and amounts to a transparent display of political and personal distaste for President Barack Obama. Oh, you think? And in some cases, the moves in the states has provoked an administration counteroffensive. Attorney General Eric Holder, that little liar, sent a letter to Kansas after it passed the Second Amendment Protection Act, threatening legal action if necessary to enforce federal laws. Folks, the new laws are folly if you believe in big government and higher taxes and less freedom. And of course, we the people are not the government's bosses. If you believe those, then yes, bucking the Fed is folly. But that is not how America was founded, now was it? The article goes on to say, even some conservatives, certainly no lovers of the Obama administration, warn that the states are going down the wrong path with nullification, distracted by what lawmakers think is a silver bullet solution, but that likely won't stand up in courts when, in fact, there are much better and legal ways for the states to resist. And the article goes on, but I had to stop it right there because isn't that what Arizona tried to do? They tried to do it the way that the Democrats and the administration and everyone else is saying that you need to do it, and they got shot down. So they made an immigration law and got sued for it, which I think is something that shouldn't have happened. But while most states have wrapped their legislative sessions for the year, the fight on these bills is taking only a brief pause. In Missouri, for example, lawmakers are preparing for a veto session in September, where supporters of a gun measure that would eviscerate any future congressional attempts to regulate gun ownership are planning to attempt to override the governor's veto. The nullification battle has also spilled over into the courts, with more challenges and rulings expected during the year. In Kansas, State Representative John Rubin sponsored successful legislation that dictates that federal gun laws do not apply to firearms and accessories made in Kansas, and that it never never leave its borders. And that makes it a felony for any federal agent to enforce those laws within the states, or within the state. The Republican lawmaker told Politico his bill is about states' rights, not gun rights. The federal government doesn't have the authority to do a lot of what it's trying to do these days, from regulating guns within state borders, as my bill deals with, or telling us what kinds of light bulbs to put in our lamps, Rubin said. He noted a rise in the number of nullification bills. I think we have the Obama administration to thank for that, Rubin said. The more federal outreach in Obamacare and elsewhere, and the more the administration chooses to act in ways we believe are unconstitutional, the more we're going to push back. I would encourage any state to assert to the strongest possible extent against the Obama administration or any federal administration, rights clearly reserved to the states. Now, I agree with this to an extent, I would think. the states have their own rights. They can do the things that are allotted to them in the Constitution. The federal government, on the other hand, right now seems to think that no matter what the Constitution says, they can do whatever they darn well please. That I don't agree with. They can't. The Constitution is very clear on those points. And good afternoon to everyone who is in the chat room. Flycatch and Duke, good to have you with us. It frustrates me to no end to think that what we have going with our federal government at this point in time is something that we are supposed to follow. I don't feel that the American government is, right now the government is doing what they constitutionally are able to do. I think that they're pushing for a lot of things that are unconstitutional. I think they are pushing for things they shouldn't be. And finally, the people are beginning to stand up to stop them on this. It's something that I felt should have been done for a long time, but hasn't been. And it does my heart good to see it finally starting to happen. Like the true anchors they are. Let's see. Nope, that's not the one I'm supposed to read here. I was started to read the wrong one here. Our friendly local Republican spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? Get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. One of the things that Obama and the left do not want the people to realize is this, that even though most people are frustrated and worried that Obama won re-election in 2012, the Democrats took a real shellacking in that election. And they want us all to forget this kind of thing. They don't want us to remember what happened in 2010. They don't want the people to remember that the party that is in charge took a real shellacking in that last election. And it does my heart good to bring that up as often as I can from last week's show. Remember this?
Well, nothing could be farther from the truth. Don't you remember that in the 2010 election, 63 Democratic representatives were unseated? They don't like us to remember that because that number of losses is huge, folks. It is really huge. You remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move to the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets.
That to me was a big sign of things to come, and the Democrat Party just wants us to forget it. But that is something that we have to realize, and at the Western Summit, Conservative Summit that happened this last weekend, it was brought up and not forgotten, thankfully. My guess is the Republicans are finally learning from past mistakes, and that is they cannot rest on the laurels of Ronald Reagan anymore. He is gone, and the country has moved on in a very dangerous direction. It's time to realize conservatism wins. when it is used, and it is time to force the issue. So in the Western Conservative Summit held in Denver, we had people like Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin bring up the point that in his state of Wisconsin, a few years ago, everything was blue. But in the November of the 2010 elections, everything flipped. And it did in a lot of states. And Obama and the rest of the Democrats don't seem to want to acknowledge this fact. Now, I believe this too. It has come, the frustration that as we were by last year's presidential election, the reality is that real reform happens in the states. So as much as I want to see changes in Washington, and I'm going to continue to push for those, I'm optimistic about the future because I feel real reform happens in the states. I believe this. It has to come from the states. And we have to remember that now a total of 30 governorships out of 50 are now Republican. And 27 state legislatures are majority Republican. That's a pretty high margin of majority, folks. And if we stay on topic here, it could become even more in this next election. We just cannot become frustrated that it isn't happening fast enough because it's something that really needs to be kept in mind, because if we don't, we're going to lose again. And that's just all there is to it. We have to realize what happened in the last elections, because if we don't, we're going to lose again.
You're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
$10,000
what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And now back to the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Conservative Nation Radio. From the Washington Times came this one. Ted Cruz continues to make his voice and his name be known. To heck with doing it the way Washington has always done it. You know, let the veterans there do the speaking. Rookies just stay silent and learn. Ted Cruz just doesn't seem to be that kind of guy. He is going after Obamacare again and has a hell of a good point here. Defund Obamacare before Americans become addicted to the subsidies that it provides. Well, Mr. Cruz has it right. But the problem is, if Obama still has the support of 42% of the people, sadly, we are almost there. Here is what the article said, folks. And if you love this constitutional republic called America, you had better give a listen. Senator Ted Cruz urged conservatives Saturday to join a petition drive to defund Obamacare
calling it their last chance to stop the national health care plan before its implementation in January. On January 1st, the exchanges kick in and the subsidies kick in, said the Texas Republican in a speech Saturday at the Western Conservative Summit. Once those kick in, it's going to prove almost impossible to undo Obamacare. The administration's plan is very simple. Get everyone addicted to the sugar so that Obamacare remains a permanent feature of our society. He asked foes of the Affordable Care Act to sign a national petition launched Saturday that calls for Congress to approve the September 30th continuing budget resolution only if it eliminates funding for Obamacare. The petition online called Don't Fund It is located at www.don'tfundobamacare.com. I went there and signed it myself. So did my wife. Opposing Mr. Cruz's defunding plan was Republican strategist Dick Morris, who urged Republicans to let the consequences of Obama's policies happen. He said, "I believe it would be a serious mistake for us to insert ourselves in between Obamacare and the federal government by defunding it and shutting the government down." But that's not what Ted Cruz said. It just amazes me to no end that all you have to do is say defund Obamacare and everybody starts clamoring for, why do you want to shut down the government? They are not calling for that. And Ted Cruz said exactly that. He said that the thing that they're trying to do is to fund the government but not fund Obamacare. How hard is that to understand? It really, the hard thing to understand here is, what is it they don't get? They're just not listening. And that's just, and even people like Dick Morris, who supposedly has his ear to the ground and is listening to all the sounds being made, he missed it. He totally missed it. He wants us to let the consequences of Obama's policies happen. Well, it's like Ted Cruz said, once the people realize they can get something for free, they ain't never going to shut the thing down. They're going to want that free stuff. It's human nature. But if we don't, you know, Mr. Morris goes on to say, because if we did, that would become the story. If we don't get in the way, if we let the president screw this up on his own, people are going to understand all over the country how flawed and terrible this program is. Yeah, a good portion of us will, because we're not the ones who want to be on this welfare that Obamacare is going to give everybody. But the problem with that is with human nature, people are going to start looking at this and think, I don't have to work. I've got health care. I don't have to pay for it. What could be better than this? Cruz, on the other hand, said many Republicans are terrified at the prospect of being criticized in the media for holding up the budget resolution and threatening a federal shutdown. Right now, we don't have the votes. Right now, we're not even close, said Mr. Cruz. There's only one way we're going to get 41 Republicans in the Senate and 218 Republicans in the House of Representatives, which is if they hear from the American people in overwhelming numbers. And from what I've seen so far and what I've heard so far, they have. Mr. Cruz's remarks were greeted with several standing ovations by the estimated 2,000 attendees at the Denver Hyatt Regency and those watching the summit by remote feed in Arizona. The conservative speakers took frequent aim at the Affordable Care Act during the first 2 days of the three-day summit, which ended Sunday. When Obamacare is enacted, 8 million people who are currently insured will lose their health insurance, and 30 million people still will have will not have health insurance, the Tea Party Patriots co-founder, Jenny Beth Martin, said. Instead of addressing our most pressing problems, many of our so-called elected representatives are moving full speed ahead in ways that will contribute to bigger problems and lead to the full implementation of Obamacare. Isn't that the truth? Now, folks, you have to know that Senator Cruz is right here, and at the risk of sounding like a broken record, remember last week I brought up the point about big government, how if you have a government big enough to give you everything you have, you also have a government that is big enough to take everything from you? Folks, sooner or later, you've got to realize that the Democrats know this too. Why do you think they are working so hard to get a big, huge government under their belt so that they can do whatever they darn well please? And I've got a phone call here, and I'm sorry, I just noticed it. 570 area code. You're on the show. Welcome.
No, hi. Actually, I didn't raise my hand to come on, but I just was sitting there listening. But you're absolutely right. Ted Cruz is 100% right with this. And, you know, we seem to want to keep relying on the Republican Party to stop these things when it's the Republican Party that has helped it along. Ted Cruz is a Republican in the truest form, just like Rand Paul and Justin Amash and, you know, some others, Mike Lee. But the Republican Party itself is dead. There is no Republican Party anymore. They're big R Republicans, but they don't believe in little R Republicanism. So for us to keep saying, you know, it's got to be the Republicans to get us out, they're the ones that got us in there because they wouldn't stand up.
Well, you know, the thing about that whole thing is that the Republican Party was essentially about the same when Reagan took over, too, and everybody was calling for a third party back then. And he said what was needed was to take the Republican Party back, which they did.
Well, right, because he was a true conservative. And actually the libertarian in many ways.
Yeah, but he's. I think it would be a mistake to just forget the Republican Party. But what I think we need to do is take it back like Reagan did. And sadly, there's not enough out there. We got too many like John McCain out there who want to continue the way we're going. And you can't anymore.
No. It's not just John McCain. It's the Lindsey Grahams. It's the ones who everyone thought were the saviors of the party, the Marco Rubios, which they're nothing but rhinos. They're nothing but neocon scum when it comes right down to it. They talk the talk, but they surely do not walk the walk.
Yeah, I've got a thing I was going to talk about in the second hour about McConnell doing exactly that, saying that he wants to that he's going to continue the fight against Obamacare, but he's not doing anything now that he's got the ability to do something about it.
Right. No, it's there's really, like I said, there's a handful, and it's just not enough. At least with Reagan, he had some support from the party, from the conservative wing of the party. And I'm not talking about the neoconservative wing, because they've always been there. But we've really given it over to them. I mean, just the very fact that we've nominated first John McShane back in 2008. I mean, he's about as far from a Republican as you could get. He might as well just say, I'm really a Democrat. And then you had Mitt Obamney. I mean, that thing was nothing but a Democrat in disguise. And that's the reason why they lost, because he was so close to Obama in just about everything. There was very little difference between the two. there, as a matter of fact, there was no delay whatsoever.
You know, I've got to go on to a break here. Thank you for the call. I'll put you on hold. You can listen if you want. And I've got to go to my break, so I'll talk to you later, and thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, and we will be right back after these messages.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
We will be right back after these important messages. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad you did.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
The opinions, views, and ideas expressed by the hosts, guests, and callers on ConservativeNationRadio.org are...
And now back to the show with your old infidel, Robert Garding. Okay, not exactly sure what the heck happened there, but I just kind of got knocked out of there, and so I don't know how far into my ads I got, so that kind of sucked a little bit. But for those who, now I'll get back with the show here, but for those of you who really think Obama is there for us this week, Congress told Obama no on sending money to Hamas, which is something that it seems Obama didn't care about, even though it was according to the people's will. He ignored that warning and did it anyway. From MinutemanNews.com came this one. Once again, we are bending the rules to send money to fund terrorists, and once again, the media lapdogs are ignoring it. Maybe it's just not big news anymore. It's not like the Royals had a baby or something. Why is it not big news when we send aid to the Palestinians? I'm not sure, but this seems to be the norm anymore. Remember that $4 billion aid package that John Kerry put together for the Palestinians a couple months ago?
Probably not, because it went virtually unreported, just as this case will. In the interest of national security, Barack Obama chose to waive congressional restrictions on aid to Palestinians on Friday afternoon, and that was last Friday, the Washington Times reports. President Obama on Friday afternoon ordered another waiver of congressional restrictions on direct funding of the Palestinian Authority, clearing the way for more U.S. aid. In a one-page order, and that one kind of caught my attention too. One page? Usually it's like thousands of pages, but in a one-page order, Mr. Obama said he was taking the action due to the national security interests of the U.S. The move comes as the administration is preparing to host renewed direct talks in Washington between Palestinians and Israelis for the first time since 2010. The president in March directed about $500 million to be sent to the Palestinian Authority, also waiving the restrictions set by Congress. At the time, Secretary of State John F. Kerry said he was seeking to move another $200 million to the Palestinians. Some lawmakers opposed the aid, both because of sequestration budget cuts and the Palestinian Authority's ties to the terrorist organization Hamas. So supporting Hamas, interesting choice. Eventually, CARE is in need of help in that task. Or evidently, CARE is in need of help in that task. Donations must be down. John Kerry and Google continue to recognize Palestine as a country, so it's no surprise that this administration would want to throw countless billions of dollars at them, even though we don't have it anymore. If I was trying to create my own country, I would certainly want them to be well-funded. However, like most Americans, my budget gives me two choices, an ant farm or sea monkeys. When will we get it through our heads that this man doesn't care what we want? He doesn't care that what our Congress or the House says, he is going to do it no matter what. And the problem is, the way this country was set up, money cannot be spent unless it goes through the House of Representatives and is okayed there. Remember how the House is supposed to be the purse strings of the government? But our dear leader doesn't care about that one. He is going to do what he wants no matter what the House says. He gave $500 million of our money to Hamas, you know, the ones that hate us. Why is he doing this? Because he hates America and wishes that he was in charge of, say, the Muslim Brotherhood or Hamas. Well, that was my idea on this, but, you know, if he loves him so darn much, why doesn't he just go over there and lead them, you know, instead of sending money to our enemies? You know, it's needed here in America a heck of a lot more than we need to send it to them. The idea that Obama can do these things because his media will not report doesn't work anymore. Well, to an extent it does, because the article said, why is it not big news when we sent aid to Palestinians? You know, I am not sure, but this seems to be the norm anymore. Remember, we have to keep our eyes on what is going on, because we have a government right now that just does not seem to care what the people want, and they will do so many things at one time that it takes a lot of people watching to catch what's going on. And that's where we are failing this country right at the moment, because one of the main reasons right now for Conservative Nation Radio is that places, things like MSNBC, NBC, CBS, or ABC, if we depend on all of them for our news, we're not getting anything that the president doesn't want us to have. So we're lucky that we have networks like CNR or the Blaze Network or Rush Limbaugh and and his stuff and all these other ones that are now popping up. Remember, for CNR, we have to remember now that this network for us is the network that is growing, and there is nothing Obama or the left can do about that, nothing about it, because we will report things like this. But there is one thing that the left and many on the right do not get, and that is something that we here at Conservative Nation Radio do. Reagan was right when it came to the way that he fought to preserve America, and the liberals like Obama, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi have it all wrong. In order to preserve America, you do not need to tear the system down and rebuild like Obama thinks. What you need is to praise America as the shining beacon on the hill that beckons to the world's oppressed to come and be free. Come and live your life the way you want without the government's yoke on your neck to make you do what they want. America is the only nation in the world where the government is an employee of the people. Granted, the liberal left and that we seem to keep electing and reelecting here are working hard to change that. And if you look at the way they are doing things, what they are doing is trying to fundamentally change what America is and what she stands for. We cannot allow that to continue anymore, folks, because if we do, America will, the America that we all know and love will cease to exist. And all we will be left with will be the fond memories and platitudes that we have had of our past. It was played out so well on Monday's Garrison show here in Indianapolis as to the direction that Obama and the left want to push us. And this idea that we cannot tell what they are doing because it will bring us down to their leader, to their level, is bullcarp. That's my new cuss word, bullcarp. That is just another of their ways to force their will on us when it should be the other way around. Here's what Garrison said on something that is happening when it comes to 9/11 Museum. I hope I got it here. Yeah, I do. When it comes to the 9/11 Museum that they have commemorating what happened that day, and the iconic photo of three firefighters who raised the American flag on the rubble was almost left out of the museum because it was too rah-rah American.
All covered in soot and dust, raising gold glory. And it was, the flag they found in the rubble. I don't know, but anyway, they're putting it up. So it's the iconic picture they talk about. Firefighters raising stars and rubble and ground zero, nearly excluded from 9/11 Memorial Museum. Now, where am I going with this? So just wait till you hear some of this crapola, and you'll see where I'm going. It's one of those things that I want Americans to think through, Hoosiers to think through, and my Democrats to listen to very carefully.
Sounds like something Howard Zinn would be proud of.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It should have had his byline on it. Michael Shulan, Shulan, the museum's creative director, was among staffers who considered the Tom Franklin photograph too kitschy. The hell does that mean? And rah-rah America, according to Battle for Ground Zero, St. Martin's Press book by Elizabeth Greenspan, out next month. Quote, Shulan, I really believe, listen to this stuff. You can't make this up. You liberals should be so proud. I really believe that the way America will look best, that's important, the way we can really do best is to not be Americans so vigilantly and so vehemently. You can't make it up.
From the New York Post this week came this story that coincides with the audio you just heard from Garrison. It said this iconic picture of firefighters raising the stars and stripes in the rubble of Ground Zero was nearly excluded from 9/11 Memorial Museum because it was, quote, rah-rah, unquote, American, a new book says. Michael Shulan, the museum's creative director, was among staffers who considered the Tom Franklin photo too kitschy, and rah-rah American, according to the Battleground for Zero, St. Martin's Press, by Elizabeth Greenspan, out next month. He said, I really believe that the way America will look best, the way we can really do best, is not to be Americans so vigilantly and so vehemently, I guess. Now I have to ask what kitschy was too, just like Garrison did. So I looked it up. It means insincerely emotional. Why couldn't they have just said that? I guess they just want to show us just how supposedly smart they are by using words no one else uses, huh? But the article goes on to say Shulin had worked on a popular post 9/11 photography exhibit called Here is New York in Soho when he was hired by Alice Greenwald, director of the museum, for his unique approach. Evidently, chief curator Jan Ramirez proposed compromise. Franklin shot was minimized in favor of three different photos via three different angles of the flag-raising scene. Several images undercut the myth of the one iconic moment. Shulin didn't like the three photographs more than he liked one, but he went along with it. Shulin said the post, he didn't know anyway, didn't know that the way Greenspan described the discussion about the photographs is the way that I should, that I would have. My concern is always, as it always was, is that we not reduce 9/11 down to something that was too simple, and it's in, and it in its simplicity would actually distort the complexity of the event, the meaning of the event. I don't know, people. This is really ridiculous. Kind of scares your little pea-picking American loving hearts, doesn't it? Just a little, maybe? Don't let the liberal, big liberal media fool you or anyone else. There's no war on women in the conservative movement, and we've got the proof right here every Tuesday night. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing comes to you at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central here on Conservative Nation Radio. Listen up and then call in and be heard by real women who are real patriots. Incidentally, conservative guys are welcome at our very own B&B too. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. I don't know.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Okay. Don't let the big... Okay, I already did that one. So... we will go to the stop set.
The Infidel will be right back after these messages. Stay tuned for more fun and enlightenment at the expense of the liberal left. We will be right back.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school. If we do nothing... 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at UnitedWay.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And now back to the show and the fun and enlightenment at the expense of the liberal left. Here is your infidel.
You know, I was trying to get to a point here. You know, we have been electing people who really do not care what this nation, you know, if this nation succeeds or anything. I think they are more interested in having this nation fail than anything else. And it really makes my, it just hurts my heart just to the core to know that we have people in high places in our government who are so sure of the fact that America is the bad guy in this world, instead of trying to find out why we are having the troubles we are having. I would think that they would like to do what they can to help this nation get better. All we hear from the left is how bad America is, how bad America has always been. And the problem is a lot from the right do exactly the same thing. You never hear them talk like Reagan did about how great this country is and how people from all over the world are clamoring to our shores because this country is the beacon of freedom and liberty. You don't hear that anymore. You hear it from a couple. I know Ted Cruz, I've heard say some things like that. But it's nothing like the way it was. We have, you know, people who are saying the Republican Party is dead. I don't think it is. I really do not. I think the Republican Party is alive and well. It's being tortured to death by the people who are not fully to the right like they should be. Like John McCain always wanting to reach across the aisle and make buddy-buddy with the people across the aisle from him, thinking that will help them to like us. They're never going to like us. It isn't going to happen. And for as long as he has been reaching across the aisle, you'd think he'd understand that by now. But no. He still wants to reach across that aisle, along with Lindsey Graham and a few others. And then when we have people who are actually trying to help this nation get called out by the likes of Chris Matthews calling them terrorists because they want to save America, that's where I draw the line. I have always listened to both sides of the story so I could get both sides of the story so I could see, make my decision for myself, which is best, right or wrong. It's not right or left, it's right or wrong. And that's where this country has gone completely wrong at this point in time. You're either for the right or you're for the left. It's never right or wrong, it's just either right or left. And it's like Reagan said in that speech that I played on this thing on my show a couple weeks ago, where he said that he is beginning to think there is no right or left, only up or down. It's getting to that point. Whatever's right to our government is not right. It's wrong. Whatever's wrong to our government is right. And we have allowed this to happen because we have sat there and put them in office and then sat back and lived our lives like nothing is going on, and we completely go away from what is going on in Washington. Thankfully, people are starting to wake up. Thankfully, people are starting to realize just what Washington is doing to this nation. They sit in that big city out east on the East Coast and sit in these bubbles. And it has to be this. They sit in these bubbles that completely takes them out of the whole mix. They don't have to worry about anything. Everybody else is starving in the nation. So what? I'm not. That's how they think. And as long as we keep electing people who do not care about the American people and how they're doing, we're going to have these problems. America needs to wake up more so than they already are. I have a lot of friends who are conservatives who write their blogs and try to get the point across as to what is going on. And a lot of them are frustrated because all they hear from the news media is the wrong stuff. That Ted Cruz is a terrorist because he believes in America. That Sarah Palin, I can't remember half the things that have been said about her. And none of it's good. I remember the pig with a lipstick thing. But why is it so hard for Americans to understand what is going on in this nation? The reason why is because they're not watching. And as it goes right now, they are finally starting to watch. Finally starting to watch. But the Democrats right now are doing so many things at one time that it's almost impossible to see what is going on. We'll see the Democrats sit there and tell us, oh, we're doing everything for the people. That's what we're doing. And then they go behind the scenes when nobody's supposed to be listening and they tell the real story. And it's never for the people. It's always for them. They're in their plastic bubble in Washington, D.C., up on that ivory throne. They don't have to worry about the bad things in life. They are protected from it all because people like John McCain have been there forever. He feels he'll be there forever. I can't wait for the day when he gets unelected, along with Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and the rest of those idiots up there who cannot seem to listen to what the people are saying in order to get this country back on track. And start moving in the right direction. Wouldn't that be a great thing if all of a sudden everybody in Washington, D.C. would start moving in the right direction? I think it would.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans. When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy bike.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a Ford trail.
When I grow up,
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the new Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Garding. We are still considered traitors to the Obama nation. You are listening to Hour 2 of the show, where we continue working for you to give you the truth that is not told by the lamestream media and the Obama bots. We are being broadcast to you through Conservative Nation Radio, as always, on CTR. And now, here again is your host, Robert Garding.
Okay, the number to call in and join the discussion on the show is 718-305-7176. Scary things are happening all over this nation, from the photo of the raising of the American flag over the rubble of the World Trade Centers on 9/11 to a Christian priest in trouble for talking about Christianity. This nation is in so much trouble, and yet what isn't being talked about by any of the politicians out there is the greatness of this country. It's going the same way as I had talking about in the last part of the last hour. And I cannot stress this enough, folks. My friends, what is missing today in this society is the fact that we don't think this country's great anymore. And it's something that cannot be stressed enough. There's a phone call, a 719 area code. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing today?
So far, I'm doing okay, I think.
Thanks so much for having me on. My name is George. I'm calling in from Colorado.
I grew up there.
Oh, yeah? Where about in Colorado?
I lived in Gunnison, a small town on the western slope in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I'm in Colorado Springs. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Beautiful town. Beautiful.
Okay, and...
Well, I'd like to comment on, something that I think is near and dear to my heart, and perhaps near and dear to your heart as well. And that's this growing, extreme, far left liberal movement. In fact, I read an article about how they have these sort of pseudo satanic rituals in New York City's Roosevelt Park, where they eat the flesh of aborted fetuses. And somehow try to pray to the soul of Karl Marx. And I could link you to this article. I just thought it was so preposterous, the length that the far left will go to in this country. I think it's quite a sad state, really, of our country.
Yeah, they're coming out with some just absolutely insane things on what is going on. I also have another phone call here. Just a second, Mike. You're on the air, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, I'm staying in Texas right now, but just before I came over from England, I read a similar article about the far left, because, you know, Karl Marx is buried in London. And what they were doing was far left politicians had been caught sprinkling, like they'd taken aborted fetuses and they'd crushed them up, and they were sprinkling them on the grave of Karl Marx in some sort of pentagram satanic ritual to try and raise him from the dead. In which, yeah, I know it sounds absolutely crazy, but the police raided the gravesite and arrested four of them, and the fifth one got away. And they were all pretty, I wouldn't say prominent, but they were all kind of backbench bandits in the British political system of the far left wing. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that that sort of thing is going over in America.
Well, you know, I think the main thing about what is going on in America right now is the fact that we have given the left politicians so much leeway in the things that they think they can do, that they are doing these things now because they feel they can get away with this. Like Obama, we elected him for the second term, and he now thinks he has a mandate to do whatever he wants to do. And thank you for the call. These are things that we have to start realizing here, folks, that these things that, you know, these two callers talked about, these are pretty extreme things, but they are starting to happen because of the things that are being allowed in this country right now. Nobody is stopping and saying, hey, now, wait a minute, you can't do that kind of thing anymore. That is where we are going wrong, because we're not stopping this kind of thing. And it has to be stopped. We should have to realize this before, we should have realized this before the last election and should have never reelected Obama. But we did, and now we're going to suffer for it, and we are suffering for it. They're now talking about how the job rate in July, the job numbers in July went down again. No, they didn't. That's just the government telling us that it did. And most people just sit there and say, I guess they are doing a good enough job that the numbers are going down. But they're not bringing up the points that, like, sure, one out of, you know, one person will get a job, of which I'm one this week, but one person will get a job, two more go on to onto food stamps. Now, where is that in the big scheme of things? To me, it seems to say that maybe if people are getting these jobs, they can't be very good jobs because they still need food stamps in order to survive. I think a lot of these jobs that are going on right now that everybody is coming on and taking are part-time jobs or temporary jobs that just get them working for a short period of time, or are low-paying jobs so that they can't survive on them, but that's a job. And I think the people that's going on right now is they're coming out with, well, this week, I think the big thing is coming on right now where Obama is sitting there saying, okay, what I'm doing is really working because the job numbers are down. What he's trying to take everybody's mind off of is the fact that we've got people out there like Ted Cruz telling everybody how to defund Obamacare. And that is something we need to do. And all of this other stuff that keeps coming out and coming up and hitting us in the face, like the things my two callers called in and said about, those are things that in your mind you sit there and say, those things can't be happening. Yeah, they are. And they're happening because we've got idiots in office who are allowing all of this kind of stuff to happen. And we've got people who are sitting back and not doing a darn thing when the time comes to say something about it. My God, people, we have to start realizing what we've got. Right now we have a president who does not like America as it was formed and has stated from day one that it was time to fundamentally change America. And it's like I said before, why didn't anyone ask what he meant by that? Probably because there was nobody around to really ask the question except for the press. I think he was standing in a room full of press people when he said that. So that's probably the reason why, but still, there should have been stuff from all over this nation hitting him about that. Why? What did you mean by that? We didn't because we are afraid of being called racist by the likes of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. And why these two morons instill such fear in our lives is beyond me. I don't care what they think of me, because they are nothing but race-baiting morons who get rich by raising race troubles in this country where there are none. And they are continuing to press it, even though 90% of the people do not care what they say. The only ones that do are the media, and they will print every word coming out of their foul mouths like it was the gospel and it was Jesus Christ speaking, when it is nothing more than two evil wannabe race-baiting idiots who cannot see the forest for the trees. The one thing that the Republicans should be focusing on now is the defunding of Obamacare. Ted Cruz is leading that fight and has been on Hannity and Dana Loesch shows talking about how to do it. And the solution is simple if we just look at it. But Ted Cruz is totally right on this. The Republicans are running scared because they have lost and do not have the majority. But just because they have lost and don't have the majority doesn't mean they can't use common sense and do what is best for this nation. Now, does it? It is like Ronald Reagan once said, we are the last greatest hope for mankind. Once America is gone, there will be no other. Conservative Nation Radio is proud to welcome Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance to our lineup on Mondays. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. The number to call in and join the discussion on the show is 718-305-7176. I keep coming back to that iconic picture of the firefighters raising the stars and stripes in the middle in the rubble of Ground Zero and how it was nearly excluded from the 9/11 memorial because it was rah-rah American. My question on this is, what's so bad about being proud of your country? What's so bad about being rah-rah American? What this person is saying is that it's bad to be proud of your country. And if and only if you're an American. If you're somebody else, and oh yeah, if you're from Mexico or from China or from, I think Israel is also excluded on this one, but you know, if you're from Iran or Iraq or any of those, you can be proud of your country and you can voice it out all you want. But if you're American, no, you don't have that right. And that's what we are being told here. But I have to say that people who feel that way need to leave this country for good if they hate it that much. Because I know I won't stop being rah, rah, rah America. And God bless her as the greatest country this world has ever seen?
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Now the Infidel is back. Stay tuned now for more fun and enlightenment, always at the expense of the liberal left. And now, on with the show.
Okay, I'm back. I was getting ready to do something else, so you got another phone call. Simon, you there? Welcome to the show.
Hello?
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 I'm a BBC analyst. I'm an analyst working for the BBC here in England, and I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions. I was doing a bit of a survey for one of my reports coming up.
Sure.
Thank you. First off, what is your opinion on America's military budget? America, at the current status, has the largest military budget in the world. What is your opinion on this?
There's nothing wrong with the military budget, but with the way that the world is today, with the terrorists and people voicing their opinions against America and her allies, it would be suicide not to have a big military budget. In my opinion.
Totally. Do you mind if I ask you another question, moving on from terrorism, actually, and the use of the military? Only minutes ago, President Obama and the Joint Chiefs of Staff said they were going to move a small force of U.S. Marines into the country of Uzbekistan. To engage in local militia there, which have sided themselves with Al-Qaeda. Do you believe this to be a right course of action?
I really couldn't tell you right now. I haven't heard about that one yet. It's something that I will have to check out, but there's nothing I can tell you on that one. I've got a break coming up, but I'm going to have to put you on hold for a little while on this. But if that's
no
okay.
Worries. Yeah, sure, no worries. Mm-hmm.
The article that I had just, these questions that he asked, that one kind of threw me for a loop. That last question he asked, I haven't heard anything about that. There's nothing I can do except to check it out and find out what's going on that. I'll most likely find out something about it to put on the next show on next Saturday. But I was getting ready to talk about giving an explanation as to why Obama won in 2008 and again in 2012. But I was wondering if I know Duke is on here right now. Maybe he could come on and give me a call and help me with this person who is calling, because I know he's got a good grasp of what is going on in that part of the world and what is going on with everything. He could probably answer those questions a heck of a lot better than I could, because neither one of those questions I knew too much about, unfortunately, because I've been concentrating on other things this month, this week, and that thing with Kazakhstan, I hadn't heard anything about that one, so I will have to look that one up. But I will, let's see, I've got a few more minutes here. I can, Simon, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hello.
Okay. What were some of your other questions there? Because I know I couldn't answer that one, that last one you gave me.
Oh, no worries. Out of the previous four presidencies, which president do you believe did the best, and why?
The four presidencies, the one that always comes to my mind is the one who did the best, and I'm not sure if he was in this last four, because but right now I just can't even think of, you know, I know there was Bush and Clinton, and I didn't like Clinton. Bush did okay, but he was no man's conservative. The one that I think out of all the presidents lately that have done the best, I think, is Reagan. And he is essentially the one who brought back what America brought back into the forefront, America's greatness. And, you know, the people that we've got in charge now seem to think that if you think America's great, then you're just being arrogant. And it's not arrogancy that you would think that your country's great. You know, I would think that if you're in Great Britain, that you wouldn't think your country's a lousy country to be in.
Oh no.
You know, so I don't see why it is so bad for Americans to think America is great. There's a lot of things that America has done since World War II that has actually been really good things, but if you listen to people like Obama or Clinton, America doesn't do anything good. And that, I think, right now is where America is having her problems, because we have leaders who do not think that America is a good country to be in. And, you know, my thoughts on those is, if they don't think America is so great, why are they trying to lead the country? Why don't they just move out and go somewhere else where they think it's great? When it comes to being the great, great president, I think the best one we've had in recent times is Reagan. And it's because he tried to push what was great about America and tried to get that instilled in everybody's minds instead of saying America is horrible.
A final question, if you don't mind. Final question quickly from my report. I've been getting recent American opinions on this. A family member of Karl Marx recently came out and gave their opinion on Libya. What do you have to say in response to this opinion of Karl Marx on Libya?
I myself think that we should stay out of Libya, but then again, all I am is just a little peon somewhere in the middle of America, and I don't know what they know. But I think that when it comes to Libya, we should stay out of there, but, you know, whether I think we're supposed to stay out or not, it's not going to happen. So
you believe your government will? You believe your government will get involved in Libya?
I really don't know. I hope they don't, but I really couldn't tell you.
All right, thank you. That's going to be very insightful. Thank you for your time. And have a good day.
You too. Okay. I was working on a thing for on the explanation of why Obama won in 2008 and again in 2012, and I was going to talk about this during this segment of the show, but it kind of got taken. Maybe I can continue it after this next break. But have you ever wondered why he got elected? I know that I have, because he is not who should have won, even though the Republicans didn't put up the people who should have been put up. And if people knew what was going on in the country, he would not have been elected, I think, even one time. The audio that I have that I'll play after this next break was from the Denver Metropolitan College, where they asked students questions that were on the common knowledge test in eighth grade in 1912. And they asked questions like, what is the qualifications to be eligible for president of the United States? And of course, the answer should have been, you must be at least 35 years of age, must be a natural born citizen, and you must reside in the United States for a minimum of 14 years. Now, given those answers, the answers that the students gave were just horrendous. And if we stop and think about what these people are being taught nowadays, it kind of makes you kind of wonder just what is going on. Well, actually, it really doesn't, because the colleges and the schools in this nation are essentially indoctrination camps for the Liberal Party, and they're doing a grand job of this, which I will play for you after this next stop set, and then I will go ahead and play for you the students' answers to these questions. It's really amazing. We'll be right back.
Let's assume, if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, our new website, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. that will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution, where America always wins.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We have enemies like Al Sharpton who think we conservatives are the enemy. But we all know that isn't true. The real enemies of America is the liberal left. And now we are back for more of this great show with your infidel, Robert Garding.
Okay, going back to this audio that I have here, and the answers to these questions that they ask these students, and these are college students, you have to imagine this there. They ask them questions like, what are the qualifications to be eligible for President of the United States, which I gave you the answers for. Here's what some of these people said.
Do you believe that our public education system has produced more informed, more intelligent students today than maybe in 1912?
I would have to say yes.
The public education system is doing as good as it can do.
And you're more intelligent than maybe kids in the early 1900s. Guaranteed.
Were kids smarter 100 years ago? We asked students the same civil government questions asked to 8th graders in 1912. Will our students know the answers?
What are the eligibility requirements to be president?
You have to have a college education.
Being a man is a criteria.
Are you sure of that?
No, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure.
To be the president, you have to have a high school diploma. You have to be at least 25 years of age. That's what I know.
Okay. Describe the manner in which the president and vice president of the United States are elected.
Caucuses and primaries, convention, national election, electoral college, first 270.
I would say it's based on at least a two-thirds majority vote, unless it's not two-thirds, and then it goes to whoever has the highest vote.
Describe the manner in which...
Okay, I couldn't really understand what these students were saying, but it's on the recording because it wasn't that good. But these students had no clue. It's no wonder Obama was elected. But what bothers me is the fact that when this was questioned in the government, those lawsuits to find out if Obama was qualified to be president, it was thrown out. And I've always asked why. I've always said this and why it, and say it still. If Obama had been Bush and these questions had come up, they would have gone all the way through the legal system until answered. and nothing would have been left to chance. But with Obama, these were just thrown out of court. In an article from Breitbart.com comes several that I've talked about and will talk about. This first one is titled "Conservatives Challenge McConnell to Defund Obamacare," and this is that one I was talking about earlier, where I said McConnell is caving. The article said, "If you fund it, you own it." It seems that the country is getting up in arms on this one, and I even saw one headline stating that Washington is lucky that Americans are not storming their gates. A conservative group released an ad on Wednesday comparing Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky to be a chicken and challenging him to support the effort to defund Obamacare. The ad proclaims that McConnell will own Obamacare if he votes to fund it. For America, which is a nonprofit conservative group led by Brent Bozell, B-O-Z-E-L-L, released an ad that is on YouTube now that is titled, "Who Are the Biggest Chickens in Washington?" The ad implies that McConnell is one, as it says, quote, "In American slang, the chicken represents a coward. The chicken is also representative of a new breed of Republicans in Washington," the ad then says. "They tend to say one thing, like what McConnell said when he said Obamacare should be repealed, root and branch, but then when confronted with the opportunity to act, they often run far away without any sense of direction," unquote. The ad then goes on to say, the ad then says on Obamacare, "McConnell has said this law is a disaster, and I want you to know we're not backing down from this fight." And this is what I had said earlier in the show. "But when he has the chance to defund Obamacare, some say he's chickening out." The ad concludes that Senator McConnell, conservatives don't need a chicken when it comes to Obamacare. And then it concludes that says, "But if you fund it, you own it." While senators like Ted Cruz of Texas and Mike Lee of Utah are leading an effort in the Senate to defund Obamacare by supporting a continuing resolution that will fund the government. Now, this is where they're all getting this whole thing wrong here. It will fund the government, but not Obamacare. And when this was brought up, McConnell was largely silent, even though he vowed to repeal Obamacare in the past. "Senator McConnell, Obamacare will not repeal itself, sir. It will take Republican participation. Stop running and fight for what the people want, or I'm afraid you will not reside in Washington long. And then you will be part of the ones who will have to pay for this monstrosity being dropped on the American people, the coming wreck to destroy this country." This week's revelations about the federal government collecting massive amounts of communication data on the American citizen has the country's most listened to radio voice, Rush Limbaugh, saying President Obama is leading a coup against the nation. Oh boy, he says what everybody knows and what nobody wants to come to grips with is we are in the midst of a coup taking place, he said a week ago Friday afternoon. "It's almost on a par with when I said, I hope he fails." How does that sound now, by the way? "What's wrong with calling this a coup?" he continued. "There's a lot here to be concerned about. This is the guy, don't forget, convincing people that this kind of stuff was never going to happen here. This is the guy who got elected president by telling us that what is happening now was never going to happen when he was president. He got elected warning us that it was happening now, that what was happening now was happening in 2008. Only now it's more sweeping than it's ever been. He pointed out that information gathered has already been used to target political supporters of Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney in the 2012 election cycle. This is clearly an administration that wants to identify its enemies and then take action against them and take them out, Limbaugh said. A caller reminded Limbaugh that even though massive data collection has been employed by the federal government in recent years, it has hardly been used to help protect Americans, as in the case of the Boston Marathon bombing April 15th. The U.S. had been warned in advance about the bombing suspects by the Russian government, but took no action against them. What good does having all this data do when you're not going to use it? And why is it really being collected? The thing that motivates a leftist more than anything else is eliminating opposition, and I believe that with every fiber of my body, Obama's purpose is the elimination of opposition. He's not interested in bipartisanship. He knows low-information voters practically have orgasms when he says bipartisanship. And when asked by a caller what could be done to stop this coup d'etat, Limbaugh said conservatives need to take control of the Republican Party. And that goes back to where we were with Reagan. We had this same kind of thing going on then where the Republican Party didn't do much of anything. And everybody was saying, we need a new party. He said, no, we don't. We just need to take our party back. Conservatives need to take control of the Republican Party to win elections. That's what needs to happen. There isn't going to be any impeachment of Obama. And that is something that I have said for a long time, even though impeachment is what is needed and what would be instituted if this administration had been Bush's. But it seems the truth for this administration doesn't mean a hill of beans anymore. The trouble is that with the highest law enforcement officials in the land doing the wrong things, it tends to get the low-information voters and the people the idea that if the leaders can break the law, so can they without worry of being caught or thrown in jail. And with this kind of thing happening in the hierarchy of our government and the top law enforcement people in the world, in the land, the idea that you need to follow the law suddenly becomes something that doesn't exist anymore. The law gets ignored by more and more people, and the law of anarchy starts to take over. And once that begins, the end is not that far off. Mark my words. Like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher bring you Soldiers of Patriotism Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Dependable is hardly enough to describe our two main men and their awesome show. Hey, it wouldn't be Conservative Nation Radio without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, now would it? Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins, and it always wins here. From Patriot Update comes this one, showing another far-reaching and bad decision where the Army banned soldiers from reading about the NSA. Now, why would they do that? Liberal policies, I would guess, and sadly, I would guess right. The article says, the U.S. Army has ordered its personnel not to go to the latest postings of the website of the British newspaper The Guardian to read revelations of the information given to its reporter because it contains top-secret slideshow. The email, which WND received from a Department of Defense source, was addressed to a couple hundred military personnel and civilians working for DOD. The source who provided the email asked for anonymity, of course. Do not go to the Guardian news website, as they have top secret slideshow on the main page, and you will be flagged, according to the writer from the 304th MIBN, or Military Intelligence Battalion. If someone is not included on this email forum, inform them this website is off limits, the email said. If anyone has visited this page today and clicked on the any NSA program slideshow, please inform me immediately. It is much easier to fix an issue before it becomes a problem than after it becomes a disaster. Now, why would seeing this become a disaster? The story that I found that in came from the parent publication, It came from WND, of course.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCS for automation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony for Red, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the
public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
When trouble comes in the name of liberalism, it rains bedlam and dismay. Listen for more ways to fix what the liberals have made wrong with this country with this final segment of the show today. And now, here is Robert Garding.
We got ourselves another phone call. It's 817 area code. I think it's probably one of the guys from the show tomorrow. Good afternoon. Hello? I guess not. Are you there? Okay. Well, I guess not. Maybe if area code 817 would call back. Might be able to hear him next time. An online radio host from the show America's Voice Now with host Michael Evans is sounding the alarm over a brand new law he claims grants the federal government massive new powers to saturate Americans with domestic propaganda at the U.S. taxpayer expense. This law allows the federal government to have sweeping power to push television, radio, newspaper, and social media propaganda onto the U.S. public, he warns. It removes protection for Americans from the ideological diarrhea that will pour forth from this administration like ejected vomit. And I've got that phone call again. Let's see if it works this time.
Hey,
good afternoon.
Robert, it's Michael B. How you doing?
That's who I thought it was. I sure didn't hear you last time.
Well, yeah, I was calling from my cell phone. I was having some issues with it. I wasn't getting a good signal. It's must be the NSA targeting me. You know, they're very good at targeting us conservatives. And so that's the only thing I can figure is that speaking of, I heard you talking about diarrhea and vomiting. Speaking of diarrhea and vomiting, that's the NSA. You know, they're diarrheaing and vomiting all over me. Just wanted to call in and invite your listeners to join Uncle Bing and I tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time for Soldiers of Patriotism right here on the conservativenationradio.org. We're going to have a very interesting guest tomorrow, Robert. We're going to have Jake Bevajinsky, who immigrated to the United States from the USSR in 1979. He is a 47-year-old author that wrote a book called Aftertaste and Tales of Growing Up in the Soviet Union. And it's going to be a very interesting dialogue. The book is very good. You can get it at Amazon.com. And we're going to have a very interesting conversation. It's going to fill up the entire 2 hours talking about growing up in the Soviet Union. And me being me and Bing, we're going to weave in talking about the perspective of where he came from living in the Soviet Union as opposed to Bing and I, both of us in our 50s, growing up in America and, you know, living through the days of duck and cover, you know, going to school and having the duck and cover drills. So, you know,
I remember those.
We're the exact polar opposite of Jake. So this is going to be a very interesting discussion. I would encourage all of your listeners to give us a listen tomorrow, and we'll be taking calls as time permits with our guest, Jake Bevajinsky. And again, that's at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on the conservativenationradio.org.
Yeah, that sounds like a good show. I'm going to have to tune into that one, make sure that I remember that you guys are on at 3, not 5. I did that last week. I was getting ready to go and listen to you guys last week, and I ended up at 5 o'clock thinking, okay, I've got it now, and I got it, and you were gone. So
Yep. Well, we're just
make
like
sure
you
that
are.
It's the same time as my show.
Yep. Our weekend shows 3 to 5 Central Standard, 4 to 6 for those folks on the East Coast, and I guess 1 to 3 if you're on the West Coast. So
yeah, that's
anyway,
where my family is.
On the West Coast?
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for him.
Everybody
you know,
but my brother. My brother's down in Texas, so he's in a good spot.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, you know, we're a conservative state down here in Texas. Our policies. That's why we're gaining families at a rate of 1,000 per week. I'm about ready to put signs up at all entrances into Texas that say Texas is closed because they like our economy, they like our policy in so far as is attracting business, but they want to bring their personal liberal politics down here in something called Battleground Texas, which will be a future discussion on our show, Soldiers of Patriotism.
So, that's the reason why I'm glad I'm in Indiana. I'm far away from California. I don't have to worry about that. But then again, I've got Illinois there.
Yep, there you go. All right, brother. Well, a great show today, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay. I'll be sure to make sure I get in there tomorrow and listen to your show. That sounds like a really good one.
It's going to be great. Thank you very much.
Okay. You have a good day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
I was starting to talk about that guy on the show America's Voice and talking about that new thing that the government is doing at taxpayer expense. Here is some of what he said.
The House and the Senate have been attempting to change the law that would allow the government to inject government propaganda directly into the American mainstream dialogue. And now it has become a reality. They have changed the Smith-Mundt bill by now recalling it the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012. It passed as part of the infamous 2013 National Defense Authorization Act. Another complete and total abuse of the NDAA. And it allows domestic propaganda for consumption here in the domestic United States. This, ladies and gentlemen, heralds the true motives of this government. Manipulation of the populace to create non-thinking sheeple who are content to accept whatever action this tyrannical government may deliver to them.
And isn't that the truth? We have been protected from this for a long time now with good reason, but now it seems we are going to be subjected to it because we conservatives are not the only ones that know that if you tell a lie or tell something, give propaganda enough, people will begin to believe it. On the audio, he mentioned that Goebbels would be proud. I shut it down early because I'm running out of time here, but he said Goebbels would be proud, Mao would be proud, Stalin would be proud. Do you understand what this government under Obama and the left have in mind for us? We are the sheeple that you heard Michael Evans talk about. We are the lemmings that this government wants to indoctrinate. And sadly, folks, this indoctrination has been going on for generations in our public schools, and we were in that indoctrination ourselves. And why do you think that Obama was elected not once but twice? And why do you believe that the Obama administration is working to fix what Bush broke, according to them? Why do so many people believe that the government is there to help us? It's something that we've got to start thinking about. But there is hope. The Tea Party has delivered letters to Congress opposing amnesty just hours before Congress heads home for the August recess, and I'm one who signed those letters. Are you? Says Obamacare should have taught us the dangers of passing sweeping comprehensive legislation, the coalition led by Tea Party Patriot wrote. We write to express our opposition to the House consideration or passage of any legislation, amendment, resolution, or conference report that bears any resemblance to S-744, the Senate amnesty bill that passed the Senate on June 27, 2013. Amen to that. You representatives in Washington, you listening yet? This is Robert the Infidel Garding with this edition of the new Wise Conservatism radio show heard here on Conservative Nation Radio through Blog Talk Radio. We now have a show almost every day of the week, with Thursday being the open day. I know I reported last week we had a show every day of the week and the new one on Thursday, but so far that one is still in the works if it's going to happen. Sunday nights is Soldiers of Patriotism with Bing Fisher and Michael Smith. On Monday is Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. Tuesday nights, we have Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. Wednesday is Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, who is here in my chat room. And on Friday is Chris Manti Show with Chris Manti, and, of course, yours truly on Saturdays. Until next week, have a safe week, have a good day, and God bless you all. And thank you for listening. I hope you guys hope to see you next week. God bless you all.